Practical College English Course
实用英语综合教程练习册第三册
Unit 1 Part 1 Listening Comprehension Directions This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A Directions This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet.With a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A, I'm not sure. B, you're right. C, yes, certainly. D, that's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C,Yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. Would you like to go to the cinema this evening? Would you like to go to the cinema this evening?
2. Helen, do you know the manager's phone number? Helen, do you know the manager's phone number?
3. What do you think of the information on the internet?What do you think of the information on the internet?
4. The radio doesn't work well. What's wrong with it? The radio doesn't work well. What's wrong with it?
I felt rather tired after taking the exam. I felt rather tired after taking the exam.
6. B. Directions.This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper.Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. 6. Hamilton Police Station, can I help you?
Yes, it's about my daughter Kathy. She went to school this morning, but has not been back yet, and it's 7 p.m. now.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the 2 speakers? Hamilton Police Station, can I help you?
Yes, it's about my daughter Kathy. She went to school this morning, but has not been back yet, and it's 7 p.m. now.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the 2 speakers?
7. The recent increase in car stealing has alarmed the police.
Yes, it is said that there is a well-organized gang of professional car thieves.
Question. What alarmed the police? The recent increase in car stealing has alarmed the police.
Yes, it is said that there is a well-organized gang of professional car thieves.
Question. What alarmed the police?
Eight. Where can I find the very book of Great Detective Sherlock Holmes?
On the left upper shelf.
Question. Where is the conversation most likely to happen? Where can I find the very book of Great Detective Sherlock Holmes?
On the left upper shelf.
Question. Where is the conversation most likely to happen? Nine. Why not buy a book of ocean biology for your nephew as a Christmas present?
A good idea. He is a fan of ocean animals.
Question. What is the woman's nephew interested in? Why not buy a book of ocean biology for your nephew as a Christmas present?
A good idea. He is a fan of ocean animals.
Question. What is the woman's nephew interested in? Ten. Next year I'll visit the Loch Ness of Scotland.
I know you are expecting to see the Loch Ness Monster.
Question. Why will the man visit Scotland next year? Next year I'll visit the Loch Ness of Scotland.
I know you are expecting to see the Loch Ness Monster.
Question. Why will the man visit Scotland next year?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. First reading.
Scientists have discovered a lake in southwest Florida that is thousands of years old. At the bottom of the lake, they have found bones of now extinct animals that were killed and cooked for food by humans over 12,000 years ago. A hunting device was discovered. One of the oldest ever found. The lake is at least 240 feet deep at one point. It is rich in minerals and contains very little oxygen. This has helped to preserve specimens in the lake that would usually have been destroyed. Because several types of animals that are now extinct were found, it raises several questions among scientists. Did these animals die of natural causes, or were they hunted into extinction by human beings?
Second reading. Scientists have discovered a lake in southwest Florida that is thousands of years old. At the bottom of the lake, they have found bones of now extinct animals that were killed and cooked for food by humans over 12,000 years ago. A hunting device was discovered, one of the oldest ever found. The lake is at least 240 feet deep at one point. It is rich in minerals
and contains very little oxygen. This has helped to preserve specimens in the lake that would usually have been destroyed. Because several types of animals that are now extinct were found, it raises several questions among scientists. Did these animals die of natural causes, or were they hunted into extinction by human beings?
Final reading. Scientists have discovered a lake in southwest Florida that is thousands of years old. At the bottom of the lake, they have found bones of now extinct animals that were killed and cooked for food by humans over 12,000 years ago. A hunting device was discovered, one of the oldest ever found. The lake is at least 240 feet deep at one point. It is rich in minerals and contains very little oxygen. This has helped to preserve specimens in the lake that would usually have been destroyed. Because several types of animals that are now extinct were found, it raises several questions among scientists. Did these animals die of natural causes, or were they hunted into extinction by human beings? Unit 2, Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 1315 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read A, New York City, B, an evening party, C, an air trip, D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. The student has spent almost all his time trying to learn to paint well.
He must be very ambitious.
Question, what does the man mean? Two, what's your opinion about Duray's artwork?
Duray's artwork? Now, that's quite an issue. I actually have some pretty strong viewpoints regarding it. Are you interested in hearing them?
Question, what does the man mainly want to do?
Three, how much is it for this watercolor painting?
The original price is $250, but now it sells at a 20% discount.
Question, how much does the customer have to pay for the painting now? Four. You are going to be very upset with the inadequate food supply here.
How come?
Question, what does the woman mean? Five. Excuse me, I'd like to hand in my expense report of my business trip.
Okay, but it's necessary for you to have it signed by your manager before I can process it.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
You look a little pale. Are you okay?
To tell the truth, I feel terrible.
Why? What's the matter?
I have a horrible headache and sore throat.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Why didn't you go to see a doctor?
I thought they might go away after a good night's sleep, but I feel worse this morning.
Did you take any medicine for it?
Yeah, but it didn't do any good. I feel awful. My whole body aches.
That's a pretty bad flu going around. You'd better go to the hospital now.
I guess you're right, but my roommates are all out, and I can't go to the hospital alone now.
Well, if you agree, I'd love to go with you since I have finished my term paper, and I have plenty of time now.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Don't mention that. You'd better sit here for a moment, and I'll call to find a taxi.
Okay, good. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Don't worry. You will be fine soon if we can see a doctor as soon as possible.
Questions 6. How did the woman feel yesterday?
Seven. Why didn't she go to the hospital then? You look a little pale. Are you okay?
To tell the truth, I feel terrible.
Why? What's the matter?
I have a horrible headache and sore throat.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Why didn't you go to see a doctor?
I thought they might go away after a good night's sleep, but I feel worse this morning.
Did you take any medicine for it?
Yeah, but it didn't do any good. I feel awful. My whole body aches.
That's a pretty bad flu going around. You'd better go to the hospital now.
I guess you're right, but my roommates are all out, and I can't go to the hospital alone now.
Well, if you agree, I'd love to go with you since I have finished my term paper, and I have plenty of time now.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Don't mention that. You'd better sit here for a moment, and I'll call to find a taxi.
Okay, good. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Don't worry. You will be fine soon if we can see a doctor as soon as possible.
Questions 6. How did the woman feel yesterday?
Seven. Why didn't she go to the hospital then? Conversation 2.
Hi, Lee. Where can I buy some gifts for my family and relatives?
Hi, Sophia. If you like, you may go to the market at Shanghai Yuyuan Garden.
What can I buy there?
There is everything from t-shirt to tableware and more.
Can I get traditional Chinese artwork there?
Absolutely. There are different kinds of paper cuts and watercolors by our talented local artists.
That's great. Are there any handcrafted dolls, hats, and baskets there?
Yeah, There is a variety of them.
That's exciting.
Exactly. Sophia, I'm so impressed with your deep interest in Chinese culture.
Because both China and Britain have a long history of civilization.
That's true. And what else can I do for you?
How can I get there?
If it is convenient, I'm willing to go there with you.
You have been very helpful to me. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Questions. 8. For whom does the woman want to get some gifts?
Nine. What is the woman particularly interested in?
Ten. Where does the woman come from? Hi, Lee. Where can I buy some gifts for my family and relatives?
Hi, Sophia. If you like, you may go to the market at Shanghai Yuyuan Garden.
What can I buy there?
There is everything from t-shirt to tableware and more.
Can I get traditional Chinese artwork there?
Absolutely. There are different kinds of paper cuts and watercolors by our talented local artists.
That's great. Are there any handcrafted dolls, hats, and baskets there?
Yeah, there is a variety of them.
That's exciting.
Exactly. Sophia, I'm so impressed with your deep interest in Chinese culture.
Because both China and Britain have a long history of civilization.
That's true. And what else can I do for you?
How can I get there?
If it is convenient, I'm willing to go there with you.
You have been very helpful to me. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Questions. 8. For whom does the woman want to get some gifts?
Nine. What is the woman particularly interested in?
Ten. Where does the woman come from?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the question will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in not more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed on your test paper. You should write your answer on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
According to the American Social Work Board, a group of people who are willing to work together to pursue public benefits are called voluntary groups. Individuals who participate in the work of these groups are called volunteers. And this kind of group work is called voluntary service. We believe voluntary services have 3 features. 1. They are actions freely given for others. Voluntary services are provided by individuals out of loving hearts. People choose to work for the good of others, free of any obligation by a third party or outside powers. 2. They are contributions that are non-money rewarding. People give of their time, skills, resources, and kindness to provide assistance for their neighbors, communities, and society without expectation of receiving payment. 3. They are initiated by caring hearts. People help others to create a better society.
Questions. 11. What kind of people are called volunteers?
12. How many features do voluntary services have according to the passage?
13. With what feelings are voluntary services provided by individuals?
14. What else do volunteers give of besides their time and skills?
15. What do people help others to create?
According to the American Social Work Board, a group of people who are willing to work together to pursue public benefits are called voluntary groups. Individuals who participate in the work of these groups are called volunteers. And this kind of group work is called voluntary service. We believe voluntary services have three features. 1. They are actions freely given for others. Voluntary services are provided by individuals out of loving hearts. People choose to work for the good of others, free of any obligation by a third party or outside powers. 2. They are contributions that are non-money rewarding. People give of their time, skills, resources, and kindness to provide assistance for their neighbors, communities, and society without expectation of receiving payment. 3. They are initiated by caring hearts. People help others to create a better society.
Questions. 11. What kind of people are called volunteers?
12. How many features do voluntary services have according to the passage?
13. With what feelings are voluntary services provided by individuals?
14. What else do volunteers give of besides their time and skills?
15. What do people help others to create?